There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Did the Saints have their most fun week of free agency ever last week? Kind of feels like it. Three signings, including maybe the greatest introductory press conference in Saints history. We are feeling good about the 2023 Saints. The optimism is drenching us. Thomas, hit that intro.
Barstool Mincy of Barstool Sports here. I'm good friends with the Saints Happy Hour podcast, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm really just friends with Andrew Hughes, so I support him because I feel sorry for him. Good dude, but way too bougie to take seriously when it comes to football.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong because you know it's true.
Ralph? If he was an NFL GM, a team would never win a freaking game. Trade this, sign this guy. Awful ideas and armchair quarterbacking, full-blown panic every show.
Marquez Callaway.
With Dave, here's the key. When he talks, just mute or fast forward 5 minutes. Hopefully he's done talking by then and headed back to the bathroom where he seems to eternally live.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Then Kevin, man, why the hell is he still on the show? He doesn't even watch the damn games, and somehow they keep inviting him.
Butteridge wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Podcasting poverty, man. Who dat?
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch, and remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/saintshappyhour and get 2 months for free. We have a limited edition Boys Are Back cup as a gift for any new annual patrons. By the way, our off-season MVP contest is underway. Anyone who donates any amount during the show each week gets entered into one of our drawings on April 17th and gets 2 Saints season survival mugs for the 2023 season. Lord knows you're going to need them. The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our other April 17th drawing to do their own mock Saints draft with us on their own daily episode of the pod. And the person who donates the most each week gets to have a 30-second video of themselves giving their Saints hot take played the following week. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader for this episode already?
Not yet, unfortunately. Tiger Saint won last week with 3,000 bits, by the way.
Donate. Please donate. Get that thing cranking. Get that mug a-jingling so we can ship Thomas the finest Polish meats that we can find. What are we drinking tonight? I'm drinking the champagne of beers because the Saints had one hell of a week and I'm celebrating.
I'm not drinking still. This is week 3 now. Hoppy water, Lagunitas. Zero calories, zero alcohol. Very refreshing.
Sounds disgusting.
It does. Sounds
absolutely gross.
Andrew, you're not drinking either?
No, I am not. That is correct.
And Kevin's not here yet, so he's not drinking crooked stick ditch water or whatever the hell he drinks. So, I mean, you know. We're not the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We're the Saints Sober Hour podcast this week. Boring.
True. The Saints Unhappy Hour.
Sorry.
No, that is inaccurate because, Andrew, the Saints, they had themselves a hell of a week. They did the rare triple signing last Wednesday. Listen, we're going to start with Saints free agency with the cherry on top that wrapped up last Wednesday. The Saints signing part-time NFL running back, full-time Pokemon enthusiast, and soon-to-be Saints legend, Jamal Williams. How can you not love this guy, Dave? He's already banging on the haters for all his touchdowns being only goal line carries. Thomas, play that clip of him.
Honestly, I give credit to my linemen, you know, tight ends, everybody that was blocking. Really is just having that single mindset of knowing that we're going to get into this end zone. And it takes everybody. But for me, you know, all I need them to do is just hold on just for a second or something. Just let me get them wheels running and we get in the end zone. But goal line, easy, because that's just my mindset already. Like how people say, you know, 17 touchdowns and then, you know, you're always going to have haters who just hate. And, you know, they don't, the first thing they hate on is they're all goal line runs. Whipty freaky do. I'm glad that y'all figured that out. Great for you. Most people can't even get to 1 yard, but you want to talk. Yeah, that's why I don't watch TV, because a lot of people watch it, be commenting things that they don't know what they're talking about. But at the end of the day, like, I like that, though. I want y'all to think that I'm only a goal line runner. So when I get into the open field and I start breaking them, I don't want to hear nobody talking about, oh, he could do it. I don't want to hear none of that. Go back to calling me what you thought I was, because what I like to do is prove people wrong. So I can't wait.
I mean,
I got so
Dave,
much
you got a new boyfriend?
I do. I have so much to say about this
well,
guy.
Well, here's the thing, though. Dave. He had so many great quotes. Hard. We couldn't get to them all. He's educating old people like me on Pokemon.
I'm going to get to him.
And more importantly, he's ready to mess with his old college teammate, Taysom Hill. And he's just happy to be here. Thomas, play that second clip. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Whoa, second clip already? Damn,
yeah, second clip already. Go to it.
Oh, fired in
Taysom? Oh, I can't wait to mess with him. It's been too long now, so I can't wait to mess with him. Don't worry. You'll see it. But I'm just excited. Like, I am trembling from excitement right now. We ready to go. I know he is, too. He already texts me. I know when my quarterback texts me, oh, yeah, he mean business. And it's about to go. So I'm grateful to be on this great team, man. I can't wait to go. Where my helmet at?
I mean, perfect. It was 18 minutes of just stand-up, basically.
Yeah, so I got a lot to say about this. First of all, I was aware of Jamal Williams because I had DeAndre Swift on my fantasy team last year. And Jamal Williams.
You hate him.
I don't hate him now, but I did hate him prior to this, yes. And
all-time vulture season, man.
Yeah. I was doing some research on Jamal Williams tonight before we got on the podcast. I learned a bunch of things. First of all, that was a record that broke Barry Sanders' record for single season Detroit Lions touchdowns. Jamal Williams is the Pokemon hat thing. I showed that to my son. I think like a lot of us who have kids, like my son is really into Pokemon. I showed that to my son and he was like, oh, who is this? Like, he's awesome. Like, he's really cool.
My son was like, Dad, that's not Pikachu.
Yeah. No, it's Eevee. I have my son. I have the Pokemon Super Deluxe Essential Handbook.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I mean, if you want to know anything about Eevee, I can tell you right now. He mentioned in the press conference that Eevee can evolve into 8 different types, and that's true. Here they are right here: Jolteon, Flareon, Glaceon, Espeon, Sylveon, Leafeon, Umbreon, and Vaporeon.
Carrielleon.
Yeah.
What's Vaporeon's yards per carry?
Says here has long arms, very bendy.
What's his RAS?
Oh, we like him already.
What's his RAS? Yeah, his RAS. He's only an 8.5 RAS, so.
What's the damage he can deliver on people?
Anyway, so, Eevee does have, his possible moves is Covet, Helping Hand, Growl, Tackle, Tail Whip, Sand Attack, Baby Doll Eyes, Quick Attack, Bite, Swift, Refresh, Takedown, Charm, Baton.
What do Baby Doll Eyes do to you? I am not.
I don't know.
We need my son on the Pokemon. Selly, wake up Max. We got to get him in here. I need Pokemon.
But no, in all seriousness, like I was doing research on this guy. He is an anime nerd who just happens to be really good at football. He's not a football player who's into anime. No. Okay, let's get that straight. I mean, this dude if you Google him, any picture of him, he's wearing some crazy, what he would probably call drip, and like with like just huge graphics, bright colors, jackets, with just anime figures on it, symbols, Japanese writing.
Him and Marcus Davenport would have been like
no doubt. His Twitter is like all these anime pictures, like he, it's like combined with him. I mean, this dude, I'm not kidding. Anime is number one. Football is number two in his life. That's the impression that I get. And that's fine because he's still really good at football. But it's interesting. And what the other clip was about to, he's a character, man. He's just a total, he's out there. I mean,
that's exactly what this podcast needed.
We need to get him on this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's crazy. I've never been more excited about
like his, I feel like his press conferences will be a weekly occurrence for this podcast. We will just play those we will riff off that. And that's our show. I feel like this has tremendous potential for us.
I mean, no, he's the kind of signing in that I feel like it portends very well for 2023. Because if the Saints are winning and they are a double-digit win team, his press conference with Kamara, it might be next level compared to Kamara and Ingram in 2018. And Ingram and Kamara were basically a comic tour de force 13 times when the Saints won regular season game. Like, it was amazing.
If you guys saw him, someone just mentioned this in the chat, but if you guys saw him on Hard Knocks, I just felt like his leadership and his passion for just not losing and giving it everything that he has, like there's some leadership qualities that are not really coming through on these clips that we just watched. I mean, he's obviously hilarious. He's got a great personality, but there's also an edge and a leadership to him that I think obviously he also takes football really seriously, so he's very well-rounded that way, and I can't wait to see how vocal of a leader he becomes for the Saints, too.
Have you guys seen the post-game interview from last year when he was with the Lions where he's, like, crying? I think it was after a playoff game, and he's, like, crying.
That's a complete 180.
but after about 25 seconds, he kind of, like, realizes he's, like, maybe I shouldn't be crying. I'm a football player or whatever. And he's, like, wait a minute. He's, like, yeah, but we're coming for you. Like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Don't let these tears fool you, fool.
The Wicker Man says he was also suspended at BYU for drinking.
Hey, look, so, man, Wicker Man, why you got to bring us down, man?
Yet another reason.
Yeah, and spending the night at a girl's dorm. Like, oh, my gosh, what an infraction.
Yeah, you got to sign the honor. You got to sign the honor code to play at BYU. It doesn't mean it matter if you're Mormon.
Or God says that's a BYU issue. Yeah.
By the way, him and Taysom played together for 4 seasons at BYU.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they must know each other very well.
Yeah. I mean, but on a football level, Andrew, he is exactly what the Saints need. They need a dude who can get in the end zone on goal line carries when it's 3rd and 1. They can run him, and he can get the hard yards because that ain't Kamara's bag. Getting, you know, if you need a guy to go 20 carries for 70 yards, that's Jamal Williams.
Well, how much of it was Mickey thinking, man, I need a battering ram. I need a guy that's going to get me a 1st down on 3rd and 1. How much of it was Mickey thinking, man, our red zone offense is just terrible last year, and this guy put it in the end zone 17 times and led the league? And how much of it was, you just listen to his press conference, how much of it was, man, we got to find a way to counteract Dennis Allen's boring ass press conference with an infusion of joy and fun? And I don't know, which one of the three do you think was the more influential factor for Mickey in deciding to sign this guy? I think it might be number 3.
I think it might be. I mean,
yeah. I mean, look, the red zone stuff, the 1st downs, like, that's all really important. But
they should just, when they win in 2023, Andrew, they should just have, they don't have Dennis Allen go out. Just Jamal Williams.
Oh, wait, don't forget Derek Carr, too. Like, he's also very boring. Like,
yeah. Like, have Jamal Williams answer all the questions like he's the coach whenever the Saints win, so he could be like, who cares? We won. let's talk about Pokemon. Like, he's going to be...
Did you know that Charmander can evolve into Charizard?
Charizard, I know he's a strong card. My son, he got 10 out of 10, three straight spelling tests, and he got a special gold Charizard card.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's like 150 hit points.
Yeah. So, like,
you know, my son was a huge Pokemon card collector for about like 18 months. And he was really into it to the point where, like, over Christmas and birthdays and stuff, my wife's brother and like some other people were getting him like $250, $300 like Pokemon cards.
Holy shit.
One day my wife was just like, he stopped being into it, and there was just like Pokemon cards everywhere all over the house.
Threw them out.
And she just gave it all away.
Wow.
And I was like, you did what? She's like, I was sick of looking at it. He doesn't play with it anymore. I just gave it all away. She was like, he doesn't care. He's like, I don't like it anymore. And I was like, you realize there was like $500-$300 cards in there.
Oh my God.
Some kid got a box of Pokemon cards for like $8 on the Facebook marketplace.
It was like so bad. So bad.
It's like the greatest day of that kid's life.
Some kid put him in his bike.
I said, do you know how many rum bottles I could have gotten for that?
No, but
how much throat coat?
Throat coat. Lifetime supply.
Yeah.
Lifetime supply. But Andrew, this Jamal Williams, beside the fun factor to me is really important because, like you said, the Saints are just dull. And they need a guy that sort of gets the fans excited and is not necessarily a leader of the team, but like a voice. Because I feel like the Saints, like, I know Cam was kind of, you know, he still is.
Yeah.
But they didn't really have it on offense because Kamara.
Yeah, Kamara had to go get weird in Vegas and he stopped doing press conferences.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, they didn't really have a guy on offense because you know, Jameis was hurt and Andy Dalton, you know, I mean, he barely dressed for post-game press conferences. So I feel like it's important. But here's my question I want both of you to answer before we go. With Jamal Williams, Derek Carr, and what they've done on offense. Michael Thomas is back, right? Andres Pete is back. They were the 22nd scoring offense in the NFL. How much better are they going to be on offense? And what's a fair expectation, Dave, for this offense?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's still not feeling it.
Yeah, I'm just not going to be sold until I got to see something, you know, I'm... New quarterback, communication is important with offense, so might take a little time.
Yeah, but I mean, when the season's over, like, what's your what will be success for you for the offense? Like, what do they have to be, like, rankings wise, points wise, yard, whatever you deem successful, what is that?
Oh, I mean, like, if they were like 15 or higher, that would be success. I think that would be a success.
Top 15.
If they were top half of the league, I would call it a success. Absolutely. Yeah,
I think they got to be a little bit better. They got to be top 14. They got to be just a little bit better than Av.
I love that. Dave's like, top 15 be good with me. And Ralph's like, you know, nah, I'm not really feeling that. I'm thinking top 14. That's what would really get it.
Like, 16 isn't good enough. They got to be a little bit better. But.
I think you're both wrong. I think your takes are crap. I think it's got to be top 13, personally.
What, Dave, because you had a boy, you had two boyfriends, you had Ingram, and then you had Ladavius Murray.
Is Ingram still on this roster?
He's a free agent.
He is not.
No, okay.
What does Jamal Williams,
I guess, goodbye.
What does he have to do to get you doing late night text booty calls? Like, how good does he have to be?
He just, like, stay healthy. Like, just,
I'm thinking get in the end zone once.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, yeah, that's all it's going to take for everybody to get excited. But, I mean, just, like, at the end of the season, I would just love to for him to be healthy. I feel like if he's healthy for all 17 games or a good portion of that, the rest will follow. He will have contributed as long as he's healthy. That's most important. What I worry about with these big signings, and I watch these highlights, and we think about 17 touchdowns last year, and we get excited, and maybe I'm sick and I have a problem, but like my second reaction is like, oh my God, he's going to get hurt in training. He's
Everybody's gonna pull out of in training. Everybody's camp. Making fun people. Of me in the chat. Top 11, top 12, big. JMC says we're going places. And by the way, guys, donate, man. Get the cup jingling. Get the cup jingle jangling. So Thomas can get meats and whatever.
Give us some bits.
Whatever they use for credit cards in Poland.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with four amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
That wasn't the only thing the Saints did last week. In fact, it was the same day. And this warmed my heart because Bill Barnwell wrote like a 2,000-word columns of all the teams that had a horrible free agency. And he was like, the Saints, their defensive line is decimated. They've lost 1,000 snaps. And how are they going to replace Davenport? And how are they going to replace Onyemata? And how are they going to replace Shai Tuttle? It's going to be – their defense is going to go backwards. And within 5 minutes, Andrew, the Saints, they signed not one but two defensive tackles. The Saints – they're going to wash the stink off of Jets, Nathan Shepard, and turn him into the Hall of Famer, Saints Hall of Famer like DeMario Davis, first of all. And then they signed Chiefs defensive tackle Kalen Sanders. He can do backflip.
Saunders.
That was so close.
He was Ralph worried about the first name, right. But he ended up screwing up the last
name. Right. That's right.
Because he when he said the first name, he actually was more of a question. Kalen?
I was like, Sanders. Like Ron Burgundy.
Butteridge says it's not Kaylee. It's Kalen. I think Ralph said Kalen.
Kalen?
Yeah.
Like Kay's jeweler, but Kalen, right?
Oh, Butteridge says it's not Kalen. It's Conlin.
Oh, Conlin.
Conlin.
Oh, okay.
Jason Sampain says it's Galen Sanders.
Anyway, come on the show and tell us how you pronounce your name. How about
Jamal Williams? So we'll have everybody on the Jamal Williams. Come on the show.
Come on, guys. All the new guys.
Nathan Shepard, too. We'll have them.
They don't know. We're going to tell them the tradition is all the new guys come on the Saints Happy Hour podcast when they sign.
But that's Andrew, you get on me because you say I'm a prisoner of the moment, but I feel like the Saints.
We all say that, by the way.
They got better on the defensive line, and they spent less guaranteed money for two players than Atlanta spent for David Onyemata alone. And I know both of these guys are better than Shai Tuttle. I think at least one of them is probably better than Onyemata. Therefore, the defensive tackle is better.
Look, all I know is 324 pounds, 317 pounds. Oh, okay. One of them scored a touchdown, I think, in college. That's right. So I'm here for the fat guy touchdown. I don't really care which one it is. Either of them, really. It's going to happen at some point this season. It has to. I mean,
fat guy in a little cold.
No, but seriously, we the Saints defense had their moments last year, and obviously Dennis Allen. His whole calling card is that side of the football, and it got better and better as the season progressed, mm-hmm. I think. But the one thing that was kind of always disappointing last year was the run defense, and it really took a step back. And I think the play of the interior defensive line was a big reason for that. And I mm-hmm. thought you mentioned Onyemata kind of taking a step back, never really being the same. after a suspension, and I think there's a lot of merit in that. And Shai Tuttle was really up and down. And so, you know, again, 324, 317, like that's taking a step towards stopping the run. And I think on first and 10 and third and one, like those guys are going to have a role and they're going to play when it's in those down and distance situations. And I don't think Nathan Shepard and Saunders, I don't think that they're pass rush guys, and I don't think, you know, on third and seven, let's say that they're going to be in there. So that's where Tano Passanio and maybe Peyton Turner, if he can stay healthy, for God's sake, they're going to need some guys that can make plays on those downs. And losing Caden Ellis is, again, that's significant, because whether it's Zach Bond or someone else, someone's going to have to step up in Caden Ellis's absence, because he was kind of a pass rushing
piece.
Another
guy that Atlanta overpaid by 30%.
Wait, Zach Bond is still on this team?
He is, yeah.
The Bond on the Bayou.
We're resurrecting it.
We are 1-2 sack game from the Bond on the Bayou shirts getting printed.
Wow, he's still on
the team. He's still on the team.
Yeah.
It's like Abe Bagoda still alive.
But I'm feeling good about the run defense being better this year based on these guys.
Well, here's my question.
It's
a joke, man. They had a website. Is Abe Pagoda still alive?
Oh.
Joke until he died.
Oh,
but here's my question to you, Dave, because I think this is an interesting point to just. Sometimes in life we do things because we want to do them. And sometimes we do things in life because we have to do them, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the Saints,
like this podcast.
If the defensive line market hadn't gotten crazy, I think they would have brought Davenport. I thought they would have brought back Onyemata, but the defensive line market got crazy, and Shai Tuttle's getting $20 million. Onyemata's getting $33.5 million. Marcus Davenport's getting $13 million. And the Saints had to eat the dead money because they didn't want to pay those prices for those guys, and they had to go in a different direction. But I think having to change course and bring in new guys, I think the Saints are better for it. But I'm not sure they did it because they wanted to. I think they did it because they had to, and the defensive line market got away from
it. Okay, cool.
Would you agree with that?
I don't know. Maybe they did want a fresh start. I don't agree,
Ralph, because if you look at what David Onyemata cost to them in dead money, they could have paid him the same contract that he got, and he would have been about the same against the cap as the guys they signed.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so I actually don't think that Shai Tuttle and Onyemata, like, they have like $18 million in cap space right now. They could have afforded those guys if they wanted to.
$18 million in
cap. Yeah. I think they could have had those guys back if they wanted. I think they made a decision that they're just like, we want to move on. We want to mix it up, change things around at defensive tackle. And I'm glad they did. Like you said, I think it was time for a change. And I think they maybe got guys that fit the system, fit what they're looking for a little bit better.
Speaking of the cap.
Because remember, Ralph, like, these were Jeff Ireland / Sean Payton guys.
Yeah.
These were not Dennis Allen picks.
Ooh.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, Dave, the Saints do have $18 million in cap space, which is hilarious that they went almost $50 million over.
We go and see.
Now they're like, they have like the sixth most cap space.
Suck it, nerds.
That's right.
Where are the nerds at? Where are they at?
Here's my question, though. Mickey Loomis has said, we want to get the cap back to normal. We don't want to operate this way forever. We want to get the cap back to normal. So, with that said, the Saints could, it'll cost them about $3.5 million to sign their draft picks. You need about another $1.5 million to $2 million during the year of cap space to do moves, right? Guys on and off the roster. So that's like $5 million. So are the Saints going to roll like $13 million over, $10 million over into next year? And then you do David Carr, you do a couple more moves, that $46 million, poof, it's gone.
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
Plus, isn't the cap going up like?
It's going to go up to like next 256 year? To 265.
Hold on a second. Tomas, don't you have a chime? A chime sound?
Oh, did he say David Carr?
Not yet.
He did. Okay. We need a chime. Not only do we need a chime, but we need like a counter.
Yeah, just like in the corner.
In the corner where like every time Ralph says David Carr, there's like a little number that pops up and it's ding.
I'll tell you this.
It's number one, number two.
If we get to $100 tonight in Twitch donations, if we get to $100, not only will we have the chime every week, the person who bids the most today, if we get to $100, you can pick the sound effect for when I say,
oh gosh.
Derek. I also wonder if we need about that. thank you, October Risk, for inspiring me just now with this. But he mentioned that Public Enemy number one is Nick Wright right now, otherwise known as Nick Wrong. But I am curious, like, we had a little dust up with Benjamin Albright, Saints fans on Twitter did this offseason, right before Sean Payton got traded. And then, obviously Jeff Duncan is always on this list. But I wonder if we need like a weekly enemy chart.
Enemies of the state?
Yeah, yeah.
Saints like villain.
Almost like a FBI most wanted list kind of thing.
October said you're going to regret having me pick the sound. Well, October Risk, if you want to pick the sound, get the cup of jingling. That's all I'm saying.
I want him to regret it.
Who would you say is the public enemy number one for the Saints right now? Is it the nerd, Nick Wright?
I think it's Nick Wright. He's not even a nerd. He doesn't even understand the salary cap, right? he doesn't even understand it. But my question is, they have $18 million in space, Dave. And they claim they want to get back to the middle.
Yeah, hold it over? They could hold it over.
Is it a lie, or are the Saints, they still got Ngakoue out there? They still got Frank Clark. Calais Campbell.
They can still sign.
You don't know.
Yes, they can still sign a couple of guys and still have money left over that they could roll over to next year and add it to next year's space or whatever.
What about Foster Moreau, Dave? You got any texts?
I got no info on Foster Moreau. No, I got nothing yet. As soon as I find out, you will be the first to know.
Thank you to October Risk for giving us 1,000 bits.
Yeah, October Risk. If you win, the only thing we ask for the sound effect is it's got to be PG-13 rated. It can't be four letter bombs all over.
Also, yeah, if we sign Foster Moreau, go Tigers. We're gonna need a he's a former LSU and Jesuit.
Yeah,
go Tigers,
Matt. There it is. Thank you.
That
would be if we sign Moreau. That's bad news for Troutman.
That is bad.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not a big fish guy.
Yeah, there you go. I'm okay with that.
The fastest yet, Andrew, I think.
Thank you.
Andrew,
you could sense it.
What would be the thing that would infuriate the nerds, Saints? Because there's not that, like, the aisles are pretty kind of picked clean. Free agency, you're kind of like, you're in that phase where, like, the Saints, they'll have guys in for visits, but they're not negotiating. Hey, Foster Moreau, hey, Calais Campbell, whoever visits, hey, this is the offer. Take it or don't. We don't care. It's not a negotiation. What is a move that the Saints could do with their $18 million in space that would just infuriate? Just infuriate.
I mean, get a pass rusher, like whoever the best one left is. But I mean, maybe it's like signing five dudes, like just getting a bunch of veterans. It's like, well, stop it, Saints. Stop getting better. Have you noticed that the nerds on Twitter, like some of them are kind of backing off on the Saints a little bit recently?
They're backing off a lot because, and one of them, he doesn't hate the Saints in that he understands, Robert Mays for The Athletic, he understands what the Saints do, and he doesn't agree with it on a fundamental level. But even him last week, he's like, I hate what the Saints do. I hate how they operate their cap. I think it's reckless. I think it's not wise. I think it's stupid, but I kind of like their team. And I kind of like what they've done. And I kind of like, they're like, he's like, their 2023 team could be really good and win the South and maybe be fun in the NFC. But I hate how they did it. But like, it's like you say, Andrew, like, who gives a damn? Like, once August comes around, like, it doesn't matter how. It just matters, did you build a good roster?
I don't understand why these nerds care, like, who Gale cuts checks to. Like, why do they care?
Well, they think the Saints are just, they think the Saints are just trying to work really hard to get to 9 wins, and that's not a good way to run a team. But, like, you know, like,
we're playing the cards we're dealt. It's,
Dave, the, you know, here's the thing. Are the Saints
play with better, the horses you drafted?
Are the Saints better on defense than when they ended 2022? They just signed former Texan safety Lonnie Johnson 10 minutes ago before we started. How could they not be any better? But do you agree with me that their defense is better than it was?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Who knows? We don't know what the...
No, crawfish. Pick a side.
Stanley Jean-Plantiste is looking...
That's right. Stanley Jean-Plantiste.
Really ill, by the way.
I'll say no. They're not going to be better.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, I think they'll be better against the run. I think it starts there. I think pass rush has gotten worse because I do think Onyemata is a better pass rusher than the two defensive tackles they've taken. I mean, Davenport wasn't good last year, but I still think your pass rush takes a hit. So I think at 29, look, I think a lot of Saints teams probably hate the idea of another pass rusher, but I think edge is something they have to consider at 29.
Dude, well, I mean, eventually, Dave, you pick Davenport, you pick Peyton Turner. Eventually, they'll get it right at edge.
No, that's not true. That's not the way that works. That's you flip a coin 100 times, it could come up heads 99 times. It's not guaranteed
to come up tails. October wants to know when sober Dave is going to leave us.
April.
Yeah, how much time you got left on April, this?
It's the month of March. You guys all have a calendar.
Two more weeks.
So I bet you've already made an exception once. So, like, what are you making another exception?
Dave, what would the Saints? What would the Saints have to do?
That.
Dave, what would the Saints have to do between now and next Monday to get you so excited you would break your stupid "I'm not drinking in March" pledge and you would drink to celebrate? What would they have to do?
The answer to this question is that there is nothing that the Saints could do that my wife would think was a reasonable excuse to break a month-long non-drinking thing. So it's not really so much what
There's got to be something Smoke Monday could do to drive Dave to drink.
You know, I forgot about Smoke Monday when I answered my question earlier about the defense being better or worse. Smoke Monday is healthy, you know, maybe they will be better.
What if Smoke Monday said, "I'll come on this podcast if Dave drinks"? That's the only way I'm coming on.
Yes, I would. I would drink.
I got him. There you go. That's it.
Dave, how excited were you that Dennis Allen was at Tulane's Pro Day?
Well, I wasn't that excited about it, because all 32 teams had scouts at Tulane's Pro Day.
All 32.
Yes.
Wow. That seems significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Saints did a top 30 visit with Spears, and so did Atlanta. If he goes, Spears goes to Atlanta. Ugh. Gross. But before we get to our next segment, I want to remind people, you can sub for free with Amazon Prime. The whole world has Amazon Prime. And Thomas has instructions on the description of this podcast on how to do it and an infographic that explains it all. It's super easy to do. My mom did it. Okay. So if my mom can subscribe to Twitch using Amazon Prime, anybody else listening to the podcast can as well. Andrew,
I was gonna go get a beer and join you, Ralph, but then Dave left.
Dave had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So let's talk about. I, I wanted Dave to be in this, but he's gone, so whatever. The NFC South, I think, oh, Dave's back. I think everybody's better in the NFC South. Like, and it,
except Tampa.
Except Tampa. They got Baker Mayfield, who's horrific. He made three good passes on a Thursday night, and people think he's back, which is dumb. But Carolina's better.
Yeah.
Atlanta's done a bunch of stuff. I think Onyemata's going to disappoint him, but they got Jesse Bates. They got
Cade Nellis. I mean, their defense is going to be better. I think it'll come down to quarterback play. And I think Carolina, like Andy Dalton, I'm not even kidding here, guys. Like, I think Andy Dalton might be the best quarterback they've gotten since Matt Rhule took over.
Oh, no doubt.
And I mean, that says a lot about the guys and how they've played. But I think Andy Dalton raises the floor for what they can expect. And then, you know, from there, it's all like, does this number one overall pick, does he play week one? Does he play ahead of Andy Dalton right out of the gate? I think Atlanta's defense isn't going to be great, but it's going to be better. It's going to be better than what it was last year. So I think Atlanta and Carolina are kind of like in that 7-10 win zone where, like, if everything breaks their way and things are really good and, you know, they win a lot of close games, maybe they can, like, the ceiling is 10. And if, you know, they get some injuries and they get a little bit of bad luck, then maybe they only get 7 wins. But they're in that zone now. And I kind of think the Saints are in there too. I still think Carr is the best quarterback in the division. And the Saints have done enough, I think, offensively. To me, look, I've said it before and I'll say it again. To me, the Saints go with the health of their offensive line. And that's really been the story of the last several years, is offensively, it just hasn't been good enough, because while on paper, this looks like an offensive line that should be really good, it just never really comes together because, you know, at first it was Armstead was always hurt. Pete was always hurt. Ramchek isn't, you know, and then now McCoy and Ruiz have gotten hurt. So, like, yeah, if they can string together 12, 13 weeks of health with all those guys playing, then I think they win the NFC.
How pissed off is Andres Pete going to be when he took the massive pay cut in the Saints draft guard at 29? How ticked off is he going to be?
I don't know. Would he have gotten a better deal from somewhere else?
I don't know. He'd just be mad that he's not, that he might not be playing.
I mean, hey, play better. That should motivate him to, I mean, you know, stay healthy. What do you want from
him? Oh, man, that's a terrible job by me. I meant to have the Pete's got to play better sound clear.
Yeah, right.
Ready to go, and I didn't have it in the holster.
Where's Kevin at? Kevin said he was going to be
here. Kevin said he was going to be here. I guess his.
Does he have a date?
I don't know. He didn't say he had a date on the group text, so I don't know. Here's my question, too.
You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
I liked Thomas's random Kevin romance tweet, Kevin romance soundboard. It's just amazing.
Fire off a text to the group, Kevin. See where Kevin's at.
Here's the thing that Andrew's gone because he's getting none of the beer, but it's interesting. I saw this from
he Carolina. Went to go poop. Andrew went to
Carolina,
go take a dump.
Carolina fans, beat writers, bloggers. Not necessarily that they believe this is going to happen, but the signing of Andy Dalton at least makes it possible in that they would sign Anthony Richardson, Florida, who's a giant project, but a Raz god, perfect 10 on the Raz scale, quarterback, highest Raz score, I think, ever, a quarterback or one of the top three. And Carolina would draft Anthony Richardson 1, and then sit him, and Andy Dalton would play almost the entire 2023 season. That would be really interesting.
I can see that. I honestly think that would be the smart thing to do. I hate when
it's smart when thing to do, but I'm going to say
guys
this:
get thrown to the wolves, you know,
if
and then they're
Andy Andrew. If the Carolina Panthers drafted Anthony Richardson and played Andy Dalton the entire year, and the Panthers won the division, Dennis Allen, he needs to resign before we catapult him into the river. Like,
you know, it's not out of the question that when the Saints and Panthers play each other, there's a non-zero chance that the starters would be Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston.
Oh my!
There's a universe where that'd
be wild.
Oh my God! You put Andrew, shame on you. Shame on you. You put that in the universe. You take it back.
I kind of want to see it.
You take it back. You put it whatever.
Hey, I just cracked open this beer. I've started drinking.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to imagine things.
You have opened the Pandora's box of sadness.
I'm here for that.
I am not here.
But by the way, I like that you have fat heads of all the guys that took pay cuts.
Yeah, I got
on your Pete. Wall. You got Michael Thomas. Will Lutz is up there.
Will Lutz is at the top.
Of course, Jameis.
Jameis
is hiding behind the plant.
That plant is right up on you, isn't it? Is that a sunflower?
It is. I wonder if I could smoke it. Roll it. Smoke it.
A sunflower?
No, I don't know. I like a bet.
I don't think you do that in Texas.
Not yet. Texas gambling and weed will be legal in 2075. Butteridge wants you to know this, Andy.
Fuck you, Andre George.
For your Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston starting. Nonsense. That's horrible.
Hey, whatever.
The question is why isn't Derek Carr playing in that situation? Did he get injured or did he get benched?
Oh
damn.
Ooh. The same could be said of the first overall pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened to him? AKA Will Levis.
War Goat says, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm gonna put $100 on the Panthers drafting Will Levis, Andrew.
Milk the milkman. I think you should. Milkman.
The milkman.
The milkman.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
So, Thomas, it is time for take a drink. To the
top. I thought Kevin was coming tonight, bro.
I know. He said he was going to be late. He meant when he's late, as in I'm not showing up.
So late.
So, Thomas, what you got for us?
Okay, so we had tons of questions. Maybe we will do a mailbag this week.
We need a mailbag. That's a great idea. That's
tons of amazing questions. Saints Rabbit asked us like five himself. And speaking
Thank
of
you,
which,
Saints Rabbit.
He asks, is Terry Fontenot looking like Ryan Pace 2.0 since he can't look any other team other than the Saints?
Thank you, well, Saints Rabbit, for putting that in the universe and not that trash that Andrew. Thank you for putting that.
Yeah, well, look, I think clearly Fontenot and Pace had no imaginations because they just copied what the Saints did. But what's the Panthers' excuse? They've signed Von Bell. Andy Dalton, Shy Tuttle.
That's right.
Like, I feel like Carolina's jumping on this bandwagon also.
At least
Dalton, Tuttle, and Von Bell at this
at least
stage
Shy
of his career,
Tuttle,
like the least exciting guys ever.
At least Shy Tuttle makes sense because if you go back and look at the box score and look at those games, like he played reasonably well against Carolina.
Sure, sure.
And Von Bell was good for Cincinnati. But how did Carolina look at that final game against the Saints and be like, Andy Dalton, whew, he's That's the quarterback guy. We have to have.
Like, you know why? Because they watched Jameis Winston in week 3. And Andy Dalton in weeks 18 looked way better.
Wow.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next question from Dan Checo, and he asks an amazing question. Will the NFL grant us 2 comp picks for losing Marcus Tufos?
if only it worked that way. It's money.
The Saints, you know, we've always joked, screw them comp picks. But the Saints, they got 2 comp picks coming, a 4th and a 5th, or 2 4ths next year because
does
of all
Lonnie,
the
players. Does Lonnie Johnson wax one of those, though?
Oh, wait, that's a great.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to understand how the formula works.
No.
I went on this show called the One Bar and Lupagus Show. I've gone on their show a few times now. Basically, they invite me on anytime. It's called. It's like a Vikings podcast. They're really, they're really funny. They like to drink. They're cool guys. They're very on brand for us. Like they're, it's like the Saints Happy Hour of Vikings podcasts. But they always have me on anytime something Saints Vikings adjacent happens, and so they had me on to talk about Marcus Two firsts. I kind of gave him the lowdown, but yeah, we should get that guy on one bar.
Marcus Two.
We should give him the warning.
Marcus Two first having 14 and a half sacks, getting $120 million from Atlanta, and then going back to being terrible would be chef's
kiss. Yeah,
it would be like the final nail in Terry Fontenot's coffin.
Next question.
Next question. King Okra asks, in 2028, when Traquan becomes the Saints leader for games played at wide receiver with 147 for your snooker fans, will that be enough to get him in the Ring of Honor? He's currently at 66 games played.
I mean, listen, the Saints Hall of Fame, really like the did. First like four classes were some stretches, like some real stretches. Like Billy Kilmer's in the Saints Hall of Fame. Why? They had to put somebody in. So
if he really was here for 147 games, I guess I'd consider it.
Where is he? Like Andrew, is he going to,
I'm surprised he's played that much because, you know, we don't like trash Traquan for this, but he's very Andrus Peat or Teron Armstead-esque.
Yeah.
I feel like Traquan misses like four or five games every season with injury. Yeah, and I'm actually surprised he's played that.
And here's the thing. He misses games when we need him to play, like when we're desperate for him to be healthy. Like we're like, there's nobody else. We need you.
And we're desperate for him to play, but we also don't really remember that he's out because he's never significant enough when he plays. It's not like Marcus Twofirst or Armstead where like we're mad when those guys don't play because we know how good they are when they're on the field. It's like with Traquan, like we barely even notice when he's out, you know? But he is very injury prone, I feel like.
So Budrich asked a question in the chat. Who do you think had more interceptions as a Saint, Jim Merlot or Roman Harper? No cheating.
I'm going to go with Jim Merlot.
I'm going to go with Roman Harper.
Roman Harper played a long time.
I don't even know who Jim Merlot is.
He's a wine. You can get him in Merlot. You can get him at Specs.
Tom Benson liked to drink him.
That's right. Pour him over the ice cream.
I'm not drinking freaking Merlot.
So Butterich, put the answer in the chat. It's got to be Roman Harper. Like
it's. I'm going Jim Merlot. Maybe they're tied.
I didn't even know Jim Merlot had 8 picks and 3 tutties. What?
Wow. Wow.
Tutties. We're really sticking with tutties. Huh?
I mean, it's like you guys forget that Harper, who now he's saying Harper had 7 interceptions in his career, so one less. You guys forget that Roman Harper is like the president of the NCMFs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, he holds.
Right. If he's not the president, he's a lifetime president. Sure.
Right. Had 7 interceptions, dropped another potential 14 interceptions.
1400 maybe.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, final question of the show. It's Saints Rabbit again. And he asks, with all of the CJ GJ talk, who would you say is the biggest locker room poison in Saints history? And could this question work as an off-season bracket?
It could. By the way, patrons got a podcast of why hasn't CD Deuce got his money yet?
And then
publish on that podcast, and literally 20 seconds later, Adam Schefter tweets,
"He's going
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to the Lions, $6.5 million. So totally on brand for us. But I will say, the thrust of the podcast was CeeDee Deuce. He isn't going to get paid because he hasn't gotten paid, and he got 1 year, $6.5 million. The Saints, Andrew, not to quote your sources, but I think you said in the summer, like, the Saints offered him a really nice deal to play slot corner that was probably like two or three times the guaranteed money that he got for 1 year from Detroit.
Yes.
If he had just been the slot corner for the Saints and not gone insane, he could have got like $30 million total dollars over 4 years.
Yeah, and apparently there's some stuff out there that the Eagles offered him more this offseason as well, and he turned it down, thinking that he was going to get like the richest safety deal in NFL history, and that he didn't get that. And then the Eagles were like, all right, well, we're moving on. They signed someone else. And
this is where we need Kevin, because he's our president of bad decisions. So he could really relate.
I felt a little vindicated because I caught a lot of heat on Twitter for, you know, basically saying that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was a locker room problem. And a lot of people threw that in my face. A lot of people called me names.
That's right.
A lot of people told me that I had some, like, you know, nefarious agenda or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is my sources were telling me, like, this guy's freaking impossible. And I had so many data points, Ralph. Literally every source that I have, from people inside the building, people around the league, people that were talking to people inside the Saints building, like, everyone told me,
well, I mean,
this guy is impossible. Like, go on Twitter and ask anyone. Like, they will all tell you this guy was a major problem with the Saints.
Well,
everyone that's come on this show, they all text me. They're like, yeah, the dude's crazy. So, well, like, it's understood.
But it's understood, too. Like, even the people that didn't agree with you, thought you were making it up, thought you were had an agenda, whatever, they couldn't even, once he didn't get paid after leading the league in interceptions.
Case closed.
There's no arguing it anymore. Like, they just sort of shuffled away back under their rock.
I get that he's fun. He's a good player, you know, on the field. I get that people wanted him to stay. But there was no path to him staying after what went down. None.
Dave,
I think it says a lot the Eagles didn't bring him back.
Dave, big JMC asked, is throat coat involved in Kevin's absence?
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Should we be worried?
We should be worried. And by the way,
I'm calling Kevin right now.
We need a sponsor in the lower right hand or left hand corner of your screen. We need a sponsor for the podcast, for the hot take of the week. We need a new sponsor. So if you have a product that you want us to whore out, we will do that. We will sell your product with every fiber of our being, even if it's of questionable legality. As long as the check clears, we will sell your product. Support the program. It's a great way to support the program. We have reached, Dave. Do you know that we are on pace for 45,000?
Oh, Kevin's one of those guys. Voicemail box not set up yet. What is that?
45,000 downloads this month. So, I mean, just a great way. So that was the last question. What is Kevin's nickname now? I feel like Kevin is probably on some sort of date with some sort of medical adjacent young lady, like a radiologist.
Hello, Aaron.
Just saying. Ask
Aaron, Dave, how it feels to be famous now that she's made an appearance on her award-winning podcast.
Andrew wants to know how it feels to be famous now that you've made an appearance.
I think people would actually have to be watching for me to be famous.
Oh, she says people would actually have to be watching for that to actually make a difference.
Yeah. So,
and here's Kevin stealing.
There he is.
Oh, he's home.
For the love update. Straight Kevin. Out of bed.
Yeah, hello? He wasn't at work or on a date. He was just sleeping.
He was imitating a college professor with that.
No. I was not on a date, but when I got out of work, I wanted to go catch up with a friend that runs a music bingo at a bar like 5 minutes away.
75 so, music bingo? Jesus.
It's fun. It was fun.
Kevin, you realize that St. Patrick's Day was like last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's never a bad time to wear green.
You do look very studious.
As a Tulane fan, I'll agree there with that, go. Actually.
He looks like...
Don't be talking about me wearing fucking green, Juge! Fucking no bad time to
October
wear green ever.
It's good to know the podcast is a priority. And then the podcast somewhere below that. That's nice.
Fucking glass of water.
Mm.
Icy water. Little squeeze of lemon.
Jesus.
My God. With some throat coat.
I want Irish Kevin to do... We're going to do an episode where Irish Kevin does a mock draft. We're going to do it.
Irish Kevin, can you give us a quick, I don't know, a 30-second rant on Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and your thoughts on him signing a one-year relatively crap deal with the Lions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a bad, bad time to be Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, isn't it? Oh, CJGJ, you thought you were going to be the top man at safety. You thought you were going to be number one, setting a record for a contract, and now you're making a paltry sum of money. You could have just stayed in New Orleans and made a good sum of money. You could have stayed with Philadelphia. They wear green, for Christ's sake, and made some money there. But no, you had to go and muck things up here and there. And now, boy, I hope you don't muck things up in Detroit. You'll be playing for the damn XFL next season. Good Lord.
Very good.
Terrible. Muck.
Good use
absolutely
of the word
terrible.
Muck.
And I've got to eat crow on that myself, because when CJGJ left, oh, I was saying, oh, this is terrible. Why would the Saints let this man go? I was giving it to Juge left and right. I was giving him the business. Saying, what was he doing? What sort of terrible things was he doing to warrant being thrown out on his arse? But no, Juge was proven correct. Juge was vindicated. Juge was vindicated. You can check the timestamp on that one, Tomas.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Well, you know when Irish Kevin admits that I was right, I must really have been right.
Podcast. When Andrew's right and can just lord over it. He's gonna remind us about being right about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson until the end of.
No, I'll probably just remind you about Rashid Shaheed instead.
Oh yeah.
The sun never sets on the Jewish Empire.
Oh my God.
Fucking arsehole.
So it's nice of you, Kevin, to prioritize the podcast just below
over music bingo.
Just below. It's not quite as important as music.
Not even music bingo. It's a meeting about music.
Sometimes you gotta catch
bingo.
Up with your mate that you haven't seen in a long while.
Isn't it?
Sometimes you have to do that.
Chap. You mean your chap?
Your bestest buddy.
Your mate.
Kevin O'Held.
Your chum.
So, you got that job? Get him.
So, Thomas, give us a final MVP tally.
Okay, so the winner of this episode is Octoberisk with 1,200 bits for the first time ever. We didn't get to 10K though, Ralph, so he can't pick the soundbite.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, and with the last minute 100 bits of Octoberisk adding to the total tally.
He's trying to get to the finish. He's trying to get to the finish line. So thanks to all the people who donated during this show, including Octoberisk, Hudat Juge, Andrew's dad, Runamuck 504, Vicarious 28, Bob God 504, Hatchet John, as always, and Romeo. Guys, thanks for making donating during the show. Thanks to everybody who supports the show. Go to saintshappyhour.com and support the show. We do amazing work. We couldn't do it without you. And by the way, I'm going to toot our own horn. We're working really hard to win Louisiana Sports Podcaster of the Year. We're working really hard to win that a second straight year. And oh, by the way, last week when the Saints had all the breaking news, we delivered podcast, six of them in 5 days for the patrons. Nobody else was doing that. That's what you get if you become a patron at saintshappyhour.com. $7 a month, you get access to freaking everything. So you should do it. Thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron, and support the show. We can't do this without you guys. And remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, support the ones that wins award. Thanks to Kevin for showing up, giving us 5 good minutes. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks for Thomas running the show back in Poland. Guys, until next week, the bar is closed.
I can stay here.